FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Authorities are still combing through the scene of a deadly crash on the R34 in Freyhead, Northern KZN. 12 people have been killed after a truck sideswiped a bus carrying dozens of passengers believed to belong to a political party this morning. More than 20 people are recovering in various hospitals in the area. Officials say they're working to reopen one lane on the road, which still remains closed to traffic for now. The Road Traffic Inspectorate says a stop-and-go system has been set up. KZN Transport's Ndabezinhle Sibiya says they're still establishing the official number of those injured.
The MEC will be interacting with the leader of a political party. And then as we move along, the MEC will update the people of KwaZulu-Natal and indicate how we're going to move forward. But what is important is also to ensure that the families of the victims are properly informed, with the MEC indicating that a team from road safety is already making their way to the area.
Motorists are advised to use alternative routes. Human Settlements Minister Thembi Simelane is heading to the Eastern Cape to assess the damage of floods that claimed 90 lives, including 30 children. During her three-day visit, she'll engage with officials on further interventions required for victims affected. The ministry says nearly 3,000 households have been affected, with over 50 schools and 20 clinics damaged. Meanwhile, Social Development Minister Sisisi Dolashe, who engaged with affected families in Mthatha yesterday, said government spending on disaster relief must be closely monitored.
We all agreed that we must bring our internal audit committees so that as we spend, they can assist and look closer whether we are spent accordingly. We spend accordingly if there's a need to redirect anything, because we don't want to sit like it was the case with COVID, with fruitless and wasteful expenditure.
The provincial government has urged community members with missing loved ones to come forward as the death toll rises. And South Africa has urged its citizens currently in Iran to register their presence with the embassy in Tehran. There's an escalating conflict between Iran and Israel, raising safety concerns. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks has more.
Israel launched strikes on Iran last week, and the Islamic Republic retaliated with missiles in Tel Aviv. The two Middle Eastern countries have continued to trade strikes. Officials in Iran say 224 people have been killed since Friday. Israeli authorities say 13 people have died in the counterattacks. The South African International Relations Department is warning that consular support may be limited in the coming days or weeks. It's advising South Africans in Iran to carefully assess their personal safety and act accordingly. The government says it continues to monitor the situation closely and stresses the importance of remaining in contact with the embassy. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Durban 24, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 25. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.